Remember how we forgot? Remember how no one ever really died in the wars that we fought because each gunshot came from our fingertips and we never really kept them loaded just in case? Because each enemy was a friend and none of it was about oil or religion or land. It was all just pretend. Remember how we used to bend reality like we were circus strongmen, like our imaginations were in shape then, like we were all ninjas trained in the deadly art of did not. Like, I totally got you, did not. Remember how we forgot? Every year in the weeks around Remembrance Day, this poem echoes in my head. The poem by Shane Coison, our own local Vancouver poet, who somehow guides us through the journey to our own still struggling adulthood. In the midst of memory. He says the future isn't what it used to be. The future is not what they imagined, those ghost soldiers silhouetted against the imaginary sky of a French battlefield in 1917. The future isn't what they expected, those exhausted skeletal creatures who stepped outside the barbed wire in 1945. The future isn't what they planned, those who crowed about the triumph of Western democracy on November 9th, 30 years ago today, when the wall came down. Remember how we forgot? Once upon a time, we were young, they were young. Our dreams hung like apples waiting to be picked and peeled, and hope was something needing to be reeled in so we can fill the always empty big fish bin with the one that got away and proudly say that this time impossible is not an option because success is so akin to effort and opportunity, they could be related. So we took chances. We figure skated on thin ice, believed that each slice of life was served with something sweet on the side. And failure was never really important as the fact that we tried, that in the war against frailty and limitation, we supplied the determination it takes to make ideals and goals the parents of possibility. The future isn't what it used to be. What it was then in the aftermath of the wars to end all wars. Then it was a future of flying cars, of technology that could solve all humanity's problems, of an inexorable progression towards literally a brighter time, electric light and neon, a sparkling brightness of rocket ship steel and white towers and clean lines. The future is not that. The future is what it has always been, known only to God. Messy, sometimes drowned in dirt, a future of trial and possibility, of did too, did not. Where humanity can build on what was learned from the past, or instead, recreate it with all its inequities and pain. The words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, and they sound surprisingly like the words of Isaiah and Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when promises are made and broken and remade. We will remember them. Never forget, say the signs at the cenotaph, at the going down of the sun and at its rising, we shall remember. Really? Do we remember only the sacrifice and not what they sacrificed for? Do we remember only the battles and not the peace that was bought with blood and lives? Do we remember only the young man of 100 yesteryears and forget the youth that we cast into battle today? Do we look past the cenotaph and see old men and not even see the women standing there who wear now or wore the uniform? Or do we not see those standing in the face of oppression who wear regalia that we don't recognize? Julie Lees, who you know, chaplain to those people who currently serve, says that when she reluctantly listened to God calling her to that ministry, she was surprised to find that she met soldiers who hate war, and women who carry arms that they wish they didn't have to, and men who take the idea of service seriously, because they want something for their own children, a peace worth protecting, but at its best, without a bullet being fired. They train for years for skills they hope they will never use. And when I asked her what they would pray for, it was this. They pray to be at home at night with family. They pray to never fire their weapon except at a target. Above all, they pray for time. Time to make memories. Time to remember. And they and we pray that others remember what was sacrificed for, as well as those who sacrifice. Those who sacrifice names of their children and their neighbors and their dream of a peaceful patrimony, and those who sacrifice is not past. And from a nation where even its name is a fighting matter, comes another poem, this one from Padre Gotuama, and he says, at the end of the day, the reality is that whether we change or whether we stay the same, these questions will remain. Who are we to be with one another? And how are we to be with one another? And what to do with all those memories of all those funerals? And what about those present whose past was blasted far beyond their future? Are they forgotten as we remember? Are they? Remember how we forgot. And when I ask you to remember, it's because the future isn't what it used to be. So remember now, pay tribute to every sacrifice paid, laid upon the altar of somehow. For all the time, somehow we overcame. Somehow we pushed on. Somehow we've gone the distance. And in going there, we possess the freedom to map the uncharted lands of any and everywhere. We are unbound. 6 feet above the underground where we will all day rest once. So until then, test the limits, test the boundaries and the borders as if the headquarters of potential lay just beyond the world's edge. Let the belief that hope belongs to us all be the pledge that you take to make the unachievable as inconceivable as the false fact that we were never here. We were here. And our memories are as dear to us as every slow motion moment or held breath. So forget every would, could, or should not. Forget remembering how we forgot. Live like a plot twist exists between now and in memory because we burn bright. Our light leaves scars on the sun. Let no one say we will be undone by time's passing. The memories we are amassing will stand as testament that somehow we bent minds around the concepts, that we see others within ourselves. That self-knowledge can't be found on bookshelves, so who we are has no bearing on how we appear. Look directly into every mirror. Realize our reflection is the first sentence to a story, and our story starts, we were here. We are here. Present, where the past is blasted through the future that will never be. We are here. So live and remember. Burn like an ember capable of starting fires, like each moment inspires the next, like memories are the context we put ourselves in so that life becomes the next of kin we need to notify in case of a big bang or extinction level event. Let now be our advent. Let us live like we meant it. Let us burn like we mean it. Let us make the future the sacred thing that memories cannot be. Amen.